Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Turn your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I was calling in regards to my order. If you can tell me what the where it's at tracker wise.
Okay.
I have a order ID number.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Can I have your
And the
zip
only
code?
reason 34243.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Cynthia, last name is Miller.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
6515 15th Street East, Lot H10, Sarasota, Florida, 34243.
Okay, can you verify your email?
157, all lowercase, small sin, SYN, at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for the information, Cynthia. Give me a moment, my system is still loading. Okay, Cynthia. So you want to know when the okay, I do see on D77 where you paid $7.95 for the, is it the Crusette pot cookware?
Yeah, it was a cookware set. I did the survey, but I have Porch Pirates. I've already lost two other packages, so I didn't know how quickly it came out or if it's on its way, and I have no way of tracking it. So I didn't know if it was delivered already or if it's on its way.
Well, I can definitely understand that about that Porsche Parrot. And you want to check, make
Oh,
sure your.
man.
Ooh, I
They've got me
know.
twice already.
I had someone to steal I had a key that goes to my car, one of those remote, and those things cost like 300. They opened up my screen door and stole it. And every package that I get. And then they got it while I was at home. You can't even hear the door when they open up the door. They're very slick with it. So they like a pro at stealing.
It's
And
yeah,
I live
and
in an
I
apartment.
work.
The thing about it, when you live in an apartment, it's even worse.
Well, I live in a mobile home park, and I had
Oh
my
my.
medication shipped, and I called and I said, you know, it's been over probably a month, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And they said, oh no, we shipped that back on such and such. Well, I
Oh
never
my.
got it, and anyway, they had to redo my medicine, and then it happened the second month.
Oh my
And I'm
goodness.
like, I'm so sorry. I swear to you, but I work and I come home and I'm expecting something within a reasonable, like 7 to 14 days, 15
Yes,
days.
ma'am.
And I'm like, what? And I talked to the post office, but I live in a trailer park. So there you go. I have porch pirates that come
So,
up and it's happened twice. Yeah, with my medication on two accounts. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I better check because I work two jobs. I just happen to be in between right now. So
did you think about investing in a doorbell camera? They comes in handy. You can pick up conversation. It has a clear view of if somebody's walking up, because my mom has one, and you can be at work. You can get the doorbell camera installed, and you can be at work and looking at everything on your phone, because my mom has it. Everybody in her house has it, and it can pick up from so many feet out in the yard. You don't even have to be close up on the porch. You can pick up audio and video from in the street, so that you need might want to involve invest
definitely.
In one of
and
those.
Yes, ma'am. Had someone tell me to do that yesterday. They're like, I said, you know, I did the survey and I'm supposed to get this pot and pan set and I don't know if I got it or not. And they said, well, check your video. And I'm like, I don't have one. They said, you need to get one because this has happened to you more than once. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I should invest in one. Maybe I'll buy myself one for Christmas. But this is ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. And the sad thing about it, they could be your neighbors, your next door neighbor, and they can be looking you in your face every day, speaking to you, knowing that they've been stealing from you. That's the sad thing about it.
Oh, it happened at my other apartment, too. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I had a postal investigation done, and they went to the woman because they showed the time and delivery, and it came from Italy, and it was like $300.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
This woman that got it, when the postal service went over to investigate, I got home from work, and she's screaming and cursing and running down the road after me. And I'm like, what is going on with you? And she's like, I don't need anybody in my business, especially the government. I didn't take your and started cursing at me. And the thing was, when she said I didn't take your GD. Perfume, I'm like,
oh my god,
how did you know that's what it was if you didn't take it, you liar?
Oh my god.
It was the creepiest thing, and she did it right in front of my landlord.
Oh my goodness.
she took it, yeah, and she lied and then was going to come after me to attack me. So I'm like, it as soon as I heard her say I didn't take your GD perfume, I went, oh my god, I just stopped dead in my tracks. I'm like, she did take it. She just admitted it. So I kind of creeped out, and then I got a post office box, and I didn't have the problem anymore. But people are unbelievable.
Yes,
you know, I can't even.
I know.
Well, they got me twice at this place I'm living at now. So I just wanted to find out my order number. If you can tell me when the actual or somewhere around the date so I can keep my eye open.
Okay, I do see on the 7th where you placed that order for the crew set. But to be honest and tell you the truth, it's not being shipped because you didn't win anything. The $7.95 that you paid was for the sweepstakes entry. The sweepstakes entry to win the crew set cookware? Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's what I printed it out, and it says, congratulations, you are a winner.
Yes, ma'am.
Pay the $5.74 below, and
yes,
I did.
Yes, ma'am. Trust me. You know, I understand exactly what you're saying, what it said on your end, but on my end, it's showing that it was a sweepstakes entry. It's kind of like a monthly raffle. Yes, ma'am. And so I think around... they might be gonna bill you again, maybe around the, might be got a bill trying to come out today or tomorrow. And that's because if you don't win, like on the 7th, when you pay the $7.95, okay, that's like a monthly raffle, like you taking a chance to win something. You didn't win the crew set, so they're gonna bill you again, and it's gonna be Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to my charge card company because it says, congratulations, you are a winner. Pay the $5.74 below. And I did that, and then it gave me my order number, my order ID. So I printed it all out. Yeah. So I'm going to call my charge card company and tell them to strike this because I didn't receive the product, and I don't want them charging me anymore.
Yeah, man. Also, was you aware of the app that came with it? You got a Hero Bod app, and I think that's a fitness, something like a fitness app that's connected, attached to this as well.
No, it actually says trulyuniqueselections.com, and it came through a Kohl's survey.
Okay, yes, ma'am. A lot of people getting at this survey, the Kohl's survey. Yes, ma'am. So, did you
All
want
right,
to
I will
cancel
call
that?
my.
Did you want to cancel that with us?
I would like to have the cookware set, but if that's the case, it says I won and to pay this amount, and at this point, you're telling me different. So,
I
yeah,
mean, are
cancel
you
it.
okay?
And then I'm calling my charge card company and blocking them.
Okay. Just hold on, I'm gonna give you a cancellation. And I apologize for the ad. I don't know if it's misleading or something, but I'm just only telling you what I see on my end.
Okay.
Okay.
I will call my charge card company after I finish with us and then cancel, block
Okay.
them from doing any further activity that I need to be notified. Yeah, because it says your entry into the draw was successful. Look forward to any emails and notifications we sent. Your order ID is, and I've gotten multiple ones on my phone telling me that I'm a winner. So I printed
Oh.
it out. It says, "Congratulations, you are the winner. Pay the amount." And then I've got other notices on my phone confirming my address. So, yeah, toot toot.
Yes, ma'am. I get them all the time, my email. And I looked and saw one the other day, but I was kind of a little weary about it, so I didn't mess with.
It's the first time I've ever done that, and I was reading the notes like people that have done it, the survey, and they said never did a survey or have done them, but never got such a wonderful gift. Got it for myself and gave it to a friend. Now I'm doing it again for me. All this stuff,
I
and
think
I
there's
put
a
on there.
false reviews. Probably not no real reviews.
Yeah, but yeah, thanks for that information. So can't if we can cancel on your end. I'm going to call my card company and have them blocked and have me notified if anyone uses this card after they do the reversal.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to let you know so you won't be looking out thinking you're getting a cookware when it really wasn't nothing shipped. Just.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, oh, geez, don't tell me they hit me again, the porch pirates. Because it's around Christmas, and I've had it happen twice before since I moved here, and I didn't know if it happened again or if it may happen. So if I have an idea when the merchandise was coming in, I can be more aware, but now I know. So why do they use your guys' number as a customer service number for this ID order number?
Because we customer support, we are a third party call center, and we customer support where we handle the account, but we're not the place that you place the order from. We handle the accounts.
Okay. So when I get the confirmation of cancellation number from you, I can go to my bank or send them the information, do a PDF or photo of what was said on here, so it backs me up.
Okay, so I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
And that's C as in Charlie, 263106721.
Okay. So I have that, and your name again?
Cassandra.
You are a Cassandra. All right, Miss Cassandra, I'm going to call my card company and tell them that it was something that's supposed to be repetitive for a draw, and that's not what it says, and I can provide them with that information. Thank you for taking the time for me.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling,
And the
cousin.
information, yeah.
Yes,
Thank you.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.